就是2.05，惠南区的行人路过路处加设专用照明及其他设施，使用更清晰的意见。这个议题是由司马文议员提出，交通文件17/2014号，欢迎路在这里欢迎路政署港岛区域工程师黄耀德先生出席此议程讨论。司马文议员建议讨论上述议题，详见文件附件一，运输处及路政处的书面回复呢也都在于在附件二。现在就请司马文议员简介有关的文件，麻烦。
Yeah, I've got a quick slide presentation here. The visibility of our pedestrian crossings can be good and can be poor. It depends on the circumstances. If I can have the next slide. This is an example of a crossing in Pokfulam Road. Next slide. This is the evening situation, and you can see I've marked there with the light. If you provide the overhead lighting directly onto the road, that the people would have better visibility. If the overhead lighting, which is marked with a white color there, would be provided, you could actually see the person standing on the side of the road, which today you cannot in the dark times. You can see the divider on the middle of the road, but you cannot see the person standing on the side of the road. Next. This is another situation on Victoria Road. Next. Could you go back one? Yeah. This is the situation in the evening time. Now you can see, this is very dark here. Although you can see this here, you can't see the person standing on the side of the road because there is no light on that crossing. Next. No. Yep. Thank you. So now you can see, if you have light on directly onto the crossing, you could actually see the person standing here in the light beams. Thank you. Next one. No, the situation here. Again, this is daytime, nighttime. I think you've missed one slide, the one before this, but... Okay, go down. Yeah, thank you. Okay, now again here, by having lights, overhead lights, you could actually see the person standing here instead of having the person standing in the dark. So, next one. Again, you can't see. You see the darkness here. You can see these ones here, but you can't see the person waiting to cross the road. And then if you put light, overhead light, on that crossing, you could actually see the person standing on that road. Next one. This is a normal situation. This is the lighting system, a situation that they use in Europe and in the United States and in other countries where there is an accent light provided at the crossing. We don't do that in Hong Kong. And you can see in the response from the Highways Department that we are not doing this in Hong Kong. This is not part of the standard features. But what I think we need to do is we have to provide these lighting systems at our junctions and provide better light on the people that are about to cross. We just don't do it in Hong Kong, and we need to do it. And I have the answer here from the Highways Department that says, we don't do this in Hong Kong. I know. That's why we're asking for it. We want to provide lighting so that you can actually see people at the crossing. It's a very simple solutions. We usually have some kind of a facility nearby anyway, so the cost is not very high to do this, and we would have much better visibility of the pedestrians who want to cross. If you think about Pokfulam Road, the crossing close to VTC, if that have an overhead light, you can see the people standing there. So it's called an accent lighting. It's a very simple trick, and it gives much greater safety to pedestrians and much better visibility. And the police would be very happy, I'm sure. No, sit up. But, of course, Highways has never done it. So if they're going to say yes to this in the Southern District, then we get it everywhere in the territory, and it will cost money. So I hope we can do some experiments, some testing, and we can test some of these systems at the road crossings in the Southern District. So I hope from the TD and Highways Department they can say, yes, great idea, let's try. I hope we can see a positive response today. A try, do something, innovate, improve. Thank you, attitude. Thank you.
好，咁就都先请路政署黄生回应翻议员提问。唔该，黄生。
系主席，各位委员大家好吓。咁首先多谢呢位议员阿坡嘅提议啊吓。咁就其实，我 I should speak in English。咁或者先等我解释翻或者介绍翻路政署设计街灯嘅标准啦。咁其实路政署采用嘅照明标准系依据翻我哋自己制定嘅道路公共照明设计手册。咁其中采纳嘅标准其实系国际上普遍使用嘅BSEN 13201/2003年版，這個標準是普遍在歐洲和一些亞洲國家採用的。而根據這個標準裡面，其實有講到 一般情況下，其實在行人過路處額外的照明就未必需要的。我們路政署這個公共照明設計手冊裡面都寫了這些所謂額外的 local lighting， 即是行過路處那裡的那個照明就不需要特別去加裝這些設施，而一般的路燈就已經可以照顧到。但當然我們都可以因應個別的情況，個別的街道如果有需要去檢視那些道路的道路照明足不足夠，我們很樂意去檢討一下的。主席，我的回應暫時是這麼多，謝
謝。好了，請問運輸署馮先生有沒有補充？是，麻煩馮先
生。多謝主席。關於設置適當的道路照明系統，包括行人過路處的道路照明系統，其實都不是運輸署的範疇，是路政署的範疇。剛才都聽過路政署的同事即作簡介。除了這些照明系統之外，其實根據道路交通管制規例第374G第47(1)(a) 條，運輸署呼籲所有駕駛人士在黑夜的時間和在能電度低的情況之下都需要開著車頭大燈的。咁有關嘅法例嘅條文咧，同埋佢要求咧，其實已經喺個書面回覆裏面咧已經記錄咗噶啦。咁喺呢個大原則之下咧，再加上路政署設置適當嘅道路照明系統咧，其實運輸署都覺得照明系統其實已經足夠噶啦，係冇需要再加額外嘅照明設施嘅。咁我回應係咁多，多謝主席。
好，跟住我哋就整委員就呢個議題發問啦。咁就蔡文康議員。
主席，即係我諗路政署同運輸署咧，咁啊答翻一般官僚會答嘅答案啦，係咪？即係我諗我唔反對佢答呢個答案嘅。咁但係即係我哋點求喺個地區度做得精益求精嘅，呢個就係我幾關心嘅地方。咁啊當然啦，即係如果部門如果唔肯做嘅，即係唯有我哋自己做。如果我哋做嘅話，有關部門反唔反對？呢個係一個最大嘅問題。其實好多創意咧，都已經俾路政署同埋即係Acubus 咧，都已經扼殺咗噶啦。咁有時好多嘢我哋諗住做得精益求精，有些少即係唔係太多嘅資源啦。咁啊，利用 DFMC 嘅錢嚟到去做啊，咁啊一次兩次咁都阻住，改欄杆好，整一個靚啲嘅巴士避雨亭、的士避雨亭好咁都。即係算啦嚇，咁但係呢一度咧，我想理解一下，究竟如果即係區入邊度，即係自己揾啲資源翻嚟，你都去做嘅話，我哋當係全香港第一個嘅先鋒。咁路政署同埋運輸署會唔會喺原則同會唔會喺法律上有任何嘅反對？因為頭先聽阿蕭萬民議員所講咧，其實就資源唔係太多嘅啫。即係我諗，如果有一套系統係只有一個光，即係整光大家過馬路個位啊，其實好簡單嘅，諗到就係。 我想这一方面呢的确是可以给我们研究一下，最重要是在原则和法律上是不是同意。如果是同意的话呢，即我不介意呢，我们是一起即转过去 DFMC 那里来到研究。如果议员认为钱是 OK， 资源是 OK， 那到时我们可以开工去做的了，那也是创了全香港的一个先河，那也可以令到一些比较偏远的道路，比较僻的道路呢，是比较容易看到啲人过马路。因为的确我发现最近呢都唔系夜晚，就算你大雾嘅时间啊，薄扶林道都可以即系两个车位之后都睇唔到啊。咁我谂呢一啲情况呢的确系要靠我哋区入边度呢自己尽量去諗，亦都唔系一套全香港嘅指引呢系可以用晒喺所有嘅地区。如果呢一区做得好嘅话呢，我相信其他地区野青山公路啊、林锦公路啊啲即系差唔多比较远嘅地方、比较僻嘅地方呢，都会可能一起行这个方向的添。多谢主席。
廖汉辉议
员。不谢主席。刚才呢就是路政署呢都跟运输署都答咗了，就是关于他们的照明呢都有用一套的标准呢 ,13201 啦。咁就我觉得呢就是关于如果路政署呢他们用的街灯呢都是雾灯啊，即是雾灯 sodium 啊。咁他们的 lux 呢大概 是大概300个 lux 到，应该就合成的那个标准。嘅國際標準嘅，咁但係咧，我覺得咧，如果係話阿司馬文議員就講話啲地方黑啊咁樣咧，我又有少少嘅睇法，就係話好多時咧，嗰啲樹啊就飆升咗，即係可能係樹木辦嗰方面咧就冇留意到啲問題，咁啊將啲樹啊大咗啲，將啲咁嘅樹葉咧遮咗啲燈啊，嗰度係會影響到嗰個照明效果嘅。咁所以咧，我希望咧，即係話，如果你頭先剛才路政署又講咗話，佢哋係標準咗啦，運輸署亦都係講咗話冇問題啦咁樣。咁我覺得咧，就樹木辦嗰面，即係有關方面咧，就同樹木辦咧研究一下，因為我發覺咧好多啲街燈咧就俾咗嗰啲咁嘅樹咧，啲樹葉都遮咗。咁希望嗰度咧就都可能會解決到啲問題嘅。唔該啊，主席。
馮士堅議員。
多謝主席，今天這個議題其實在南區那邊就可能是比較特殊，因為在市區那邊都應該那個照明系統都非常之足夠，所以今天其實部門都有講話香港本身沒有用這件事，其實大家都可以了解的，但是南區正幾位議員都講有些比較黑一些路，亦都有些樹有時遮住路燈。今天聽到路政署其實正話都有個答覆，就話其實如果有些個別事件我哋佢係可以跟進嘅，咁都即係可能係即係我同齊議員嘅意見有少少唔同咧，就可能係希望即係佢哋路政真係可以用翻街燈呢邊嚟去補救啦，即係啲唔夠光嘅地方，咁就唔需要用到民政署嗰邊嘅資源去做呢樣嘢。咁亦都即係想問清楚，係咪如果係咁樣嘅話，我哋可以俾一啲地，即係我哋每一個議員自己俾一啲點俾路政署嗰邊，佢哋可以去研究加翻啲街燈咧。咁呢個我都想聽下佢哋係點樣回答咁嘅。
歐樂軒議員，
多謝主席。其實我諗面對呢個問題，最緊要係路政署能夠有一個承諾啫。呢個承諾就係對於地區，如果我哋大家整體議會又認為有個特殊需要嘅話咧，係可以考慮用哪怕係新嘅方式啦，定係用街燈或者促進更加好嘅街燈啦嘅形式咧嚟到去喺嗰度加設嘅。第一就是說現在街燈的型號我覺得是有值得檢討的地方。舉例說，我有時候去一些大學，現在去港大、中大那些呢，他一樣不是又是有些街燈那些呢，但是他們因為是他們自己那些工程部門自己做，那已經完全不是現在我們路邊見到的街燈食樣的。例如說中大那麼計，他有些是用 LED 啦，有些是用一個燈，我不知道，我不敢說是不是 LED，但是它是反射上的一塊板那裡，然後再即令到光度是可以寬闊一點。其實這些想法呢，我覺得其實既然人家都用緊香港同一個地方而已，如果真的合乎成本效益的話，是可以在香港做，這是第一。第二呢，就是說為什麼那個地區的意見是這麼重要呢？因為我真的其實我真的受夠路政署一些的即慘痛經歷。咩慘痛經歷呢？就話喺我啱啱上任嘅時候呢，咁就曾經喺呢個鴨脷洲海旁道成功爭取呢一 個街燈嘅。咁啊，就我就嚟諗住拉橫額嘅時候咧，咁啊就但係我係啊，但係即係本來以為成功爭取啦，係啦，咁其實都要多謝翻路政署。咁但係去到最後咧，當我去下一步就處理呢個 T 字路要封翻條路嘅時候咧，咁呢個路政署嘅路燈部咧就要因為我封翻條路，佢話嗰笪地方唔係路咧，咁跟住咧就要再拆翻另一支街燈。咁即係等於最後雖然我成功爭取一支街燈同埋成功爭取個 T 字路口變咗行人路啦，但係你哋亦都係無啦啦成功剝奪返嗰度係冇咗盞街燈。咁呢個係我覺得係非常荒謬，因為你封嗰一條路仔呢，跟住你竟然就要咁樣嚟拆咗個街燈。咁明明之前已經喺度話嗰個地方呢係好多樹呀，要加多啲街燈咁樣。咁即係變咗嗰啲標準呢，我哋冇辦法知道發生咩事。我諗在座亦都我哋唔係邊個工程師，我哋所關注嘅係個地區有冇需要。如果真係處方能夠喺未來日子做返符合返個區嘅需要，盡量嚟到去配合嘅，就唔好俾啲規則嚟到去限死咗墨守成規。咁我相信呢係會對於處理問題有好大幫助。唔該。
物謝考靈議員。
是，多謝主席。其實我同阿馮時間嗰個想法呢真係一樣嘅。即係我相信呢，如果嗰個路政署嗰、那個即係佢哋嘅範圍裏面呢，如果真係係覺得係黑暗嘅話，其實你哋係有可能呢去做返啲街燈呢去俾嗰啲行人。即係唔係話淨係嗰啲過路人呢，佢係即係因為嗰度暗車睇唔到，而係整段路嘅時候呢，你如果唔光，即係你都係對於行人呢係有一個危險性嘅。咁所以呢，如果嗰度係太暗嘅時候呢，你哋係唔係都會弄返你哋嘅資源呢去做返嗰一個行人路嘅照明系統呢？咁可能以往有啲係你冇做到嗰個過路嘅設施，係因為嗰陣時唔需要。但係當你做咗嘅時候，而嗰度又係黑暗嘅話呢，嘅時候呢，我哋就好希望呢你係重新去檢討返。即係唔係淨係南區出現呢啲問題，我相信其他各區呢都有呢啲咁嘅現象，只不過係我哋發現嘅啫。咁所以呢，我哋希望呢就唔係你唔係去做南區呢一樣嘢咁少啊，其實係關顧返呢整個香港而家個道路上面，如果真係覺得嗰個行人路或者係嗰、那個過馬路處係黑暗嘅話，你都考慮返去添住返呢啲咁嘅照明系統，而係方便咗嗰啲行人。即係其實薄扶林有好多地方呢都真係都幾暗下嘅，即係你企喺度，即係好老實呢，如果我企喺度等巴士我都驚驚地呀。咁但係呢完全係冇照明系統嘅。咁所以呢我哋覺得呢就係話你哋應該要檢討返現時嗰、那個黑暗程度，而係落返去嗰、那個加添呢個路燈，去將個照明系統係做返好啲。唔該主席。
司馬文議員。
Members, generally our roads have sufficient light in Hong Kong. Highways Department has effectively placed street lamps to make sure that the minimum lighting required is provided everywhere. But it can be impeded by trees.It can be also that the light post is not close to the crossing, but the crossing is in the middle of two light posts somewhat away. So what we're asking for here is to provide lighting which is above and beyond the existing road lighting standard for the location of the crossing only. So you have direct light, very cheap LED light.My neighbor here told me LED light is not expensive. We should be able to do that. But that is spotlight. It only provides light, extra light for that location so you can see it. In fact, you can go along Cyberport Road and measure in Bel Air and this crossing has a lot of light from the nearby tennis court. But because the tennis court is further away, the actual, although there's technically enough light above the at the crossing, you don't see people very well because the light is in front of you, and you're blinded by that light. And it's to providing additional spotlight, accent lighting, that provides the safety. It's a thinking that is now well known in Europe, but in Hong Kong, our road transport design manual is from 1980s, and since the handover, we haven't really done much on improving it because we've been very busy managing the city on political affairs and handover issues, but we haven't done much about improving our road design standard manuals or our planning a standard guideline. So we should get back on updating our guidelines for road crossings and make them better. And I hope we can do some experiments in the southern district, specifically for roads like Pokphulam Road, Island Road, and so on, to provide the accent lighting over the street crossings. Thank you.
What? 跟住就请路政署黄生回应啦。
或者先回应翻树嘅问题啦。咁其实补充少少，如果我哋路政署喺日常维修保养发觉有树遮挡咗街灯嘅照明，我哋都会直接转介翻俾有关嘅可能系政府部门啦，甚至系私人嘅机构要，要求佢哋帮手，即系所谓斩树啦。咁而亦都有议员提及，系咪可以考虑一啲可能新啲嘅，譬如 LED 灯咁？其实简单回应翻就，我哋都有做依一类嘅研究嘅吓。咁但系暂时仲系有结果，所以我哋都未打算大力推行依啲 LED 灯或者其他新灯。但我哋不断都会密切留意新科技发展，睇有冇新嘅产品可以应用喺道路照明。咁就同埋都想再強調翻，我哋而家路政署設計街燈所依據依一個嘅公共照明設計手冊，咁其實係2006年出版制定㗎啦嚇。咁我哋嚟緊都會有一個檢討嘅修訂工作。咁不過就因為唔係我本人負責，我就暫時就唔知道個進展。但我可以答應大家，我會反映翻各位委員議員嘅意見俾我相關嘅同事，等佢喺嚟緊嘅修訂工作入面考慮翻行人過路處呢個照明系統係咪有需要作出改善嚇。唔該大家。
好，阿黃生可唔可以答阿柴議員所講嘅咧？如果我哋區議會做咗，咁你哋路政署會唔會接管翻呢啲嘅設施啊？法例上容唔容許我哋咁樣做啊？
其實即係據我了解，即係如果係馬路上嘅街燈咁，當然係需要我哋路政署覺得合乎規格就可以接收嚟做保養啦。咁如果你講嗰個光度係增加咗，咁我哋當然睇翻有冇喺保養啊，或者日常維修操作上方面有冇咩要去配合，或者咩困難？如果睇唔到有任何維修保養嘅困難，我又睇唔到點解我哋會唔會接受接收呢啲街燈啦？但其實我都想澄清翻大家講緊嘅係喺翻現有街，將來如果做完個試驗係更改翻現有街燈，定係另外設立翻街燈咧？因為根據法例嚟講，係要路政署去做呢啲嘅改裝或者安裝工作嘅嚇。咁但係研究方面，我哋當然法例即係我了解都冇話反對或者禁止大家做咩研究工作。呢個可以雙方協商嘅嚇，但係我都需要進一步資料先可以確實答到話得定唔得或者點樣嚇。
稍後你可能要將啲資料交翻俾我哋秘書處嗰個情況。陳茂議員，
主席，我諗咁樣嚇，即係大家都知咧，聖誕節好多燈飾嘅條街嗰度，咁其實就大同小異嘅啫，主席嚇。即係我諗咧，即係你過馬路個位整啲燈，同你即係你喺路邊就整啲燈咁，其實就都係光少少嘅啫。咁我諗 即係可能運輸署或者路政署剛才都掂唔到一個好重要嘅論點呢，或者而家即係究竟決定係咪一啲嘢係應該擺喺街上面嘅論點呢，就緊嗰樣嘢係咪會令到啲行車嘅視線或者大家集中嘅精神係會分散㗎嘛，大家都忘記咗呢一樣嘢。咁所以如果你話 DFMC 俾錢出嚟，我當唔使路政署去管理同埋保養同維修先啦，好冇？大家都好好啦，即係都肯承擔返呢個責任啊。咁全部都係由區議會入面度自行去管理嘅呢一堆新嘅馬路邊發光物體。咁就我想理解一下，就係咪都冇問題？因為其實我理解呢，就已經係同一般嘅燈飾呢，喺聖誕啊、過年啊嗰陣就唔會有太大嘅分別。咁呢個就係知其一。咁另外第二呢，就佢頭先即係冇答到個問題，應該可以答埋啦。就如果佢係冇違反到分散他人視線嘅話呢，分散他人精神嘅話呢，其實就完全係冇問題添嘅，只不過多一盞燈，嗰盞燈你當佢裝飾好，或者你覺得係方便大家過馬路都好，只不過係一樣喺街邊發光嘅物體嚟嘅啫嘛。咁我理解就即係我到今日啊，主席都揾到呢一刻啊，我都冇辦法可以係諗到點解係會犯規。咁所以我都即係建議咧，即係如果真係唔得嘅話咧，即係運輸署唔做，運輸署唔做唔緊要嘅，即係地區機遇地區掌握啊。咁我諗呢，即係用返呢一句呢，我哋就繼續喺呢一方面同我哋開發一啲新嘅道路系統呢。咁啊，即係等香港嘅官僚制度呢係可以比較有效地運作嘅。多謝主席。
好，仲有冇委員有咩提問？好冇呢，咁啊黃先生有冇咩嘢回應添啊？
或者我都係想再強調返，其實現有跟咗嗰啲嘅所謂國際標準都已經提及行人過路處嗰個考慮，咁就即係根據我哋採用嘅標準，就一般嚟講就唔需要喺行人過路處設置特別嘅照明系統囉。咁但係當然如果譬如司馬文先生去提及歐洲有啲新嘅燈裝咗喺度，咁我哋可能都可以了解一下係咪依從返一啲更新嘅國際標準囉。但係根據我哋現有考慮嘅標準嚟講，就未必需要加裝一類嘅照明系統，但係我哋可以檢視一下嘅。
好，咁樣我就作出呢、這個總結返呢個議題啦。咁其實呢就我都喺度講講，其實我有啲經驗嘅。咁其實就申請呢、這個加呢個路燈照明，咁佢哋路政署都有一個即係測試返當嗰、那個我哋指出嘅點是否足夠光度，如果唔夠呢，佢哋係會做出一個加設嘅。咁嗰個我哋雖然我冇掛到橫額，因為嗰時我都未係議員啊，咁嗰個係有做到，係有做到呢一樣嘢嘅。咁但係至於修剪樹木嗰度呢，咁其實我哋都見到有啲地方呢，譬如好似我哋香港就係中心嘅樹木比較生長得好快，咁佢其實都不時都有啲部門呢去修剪啲樹木嘅。咁當然呢，有啲其他區呢就呢、這個我就可能有少少離題，不過呢都提示一下運輸署呢，有啲其他區呢我哋見到呢，其實我哋見唔返個路牌嘅，咁增長得好茂盛，咁所以呢除非你熟路唔熟路呢，你靠個路牌呢行行下你迷失咗方向。咁好彩我哋南區呢，就因為我哋有我哋運輸署嘅同事喺度呢睇住呢，咁就冇啲咁嘅情況喺度，咁喺度都提一提啦。咁就喺度呢，我哋都要求運輸署同埋路政署啦，備悉議員委員嘅意見啦，或者檢討南區各個過路處嘅指示是否係清晰，容易呢使駕駛者呢能夠辨認。各區嘅議員呢亦都可向運輸署或者路政署呢反映各個需作改善嘅過路處，咁按需時呢就進行實地，如果有需要呢就可以進行呢個實地嘅視察，喺處方呢檢視各個嘅路口嘅實際嘅情況，並且依據議員嘅建議呢作出直接嘅跟進。好，結束議程5。